Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Steve in Atlanta. Steve, good day. Welcome.
Hey, in the words of Gideon, thanks for having the courage to take my call.
No, in the words that I say to Gideon, no courage needed.
You know, the other day, the conversation went down here quick because he accused me of being a child molester.
No, sir. Never accused you. I just asked you. You see, anytime somebody defends someone who they proclaim is a child molester, I have to ask, well, are you a child molester? Or have you ever been with an underage girl? Because typically folks who have done that stick together.
Okay.
So it's a fair question because you told me you believe that R. Kelly is a child molester.
Right. And similarly, what I would throw back to you then, because you defend gays, would that mean you're gay?
Wow. You want to conflate?
Right?
Hold on, brother. Hold on, Steve. Steve, you want to conflate me defending everyone's right under the Constitution and our code of law to have equal protection and equal access. You would conflate that notion with you defending someone you believe molest little girls. You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
Let me explain.
Go ahead.
I told you the other day that the man had his day in court and was found innocent, regardless if I believe, which I didn't believe he was innocent, but he was found innocent.
But you're not defending him in a court of law. You're defending him in a court of public opinion. That's where you're at right now.
All I'm saying is, in the court of public opinion, that's what's got him back in court now.
Public sentiment has definitely played a role. But Steve, public sentiment has played a role, but it is not the primary. I need you to go back and look at the actual indictment.
Okay.
Look at the indictment. You will see that it's either two or three. The specific number escapes me, but either two or three individuals from the initial indictment that's basically the nailing of R. Kelly predates the Lifetime documentary. It even predates the production of the Lifetime documentary. The attorney who is connected to the individuals said that his clients weren't even aware that there was a documentary happening. So you can't say the documentary is the only reason. I think it may play a part, but look at the indictment. It predates this allegation, predates the documentary.
But the public sentiment has grown tremendously after the documentary. And two, let me say
Well, that is the purpose. Hold on, Steve. The purpose of storytelling is for public sentiment.
Okay.
That's the whole purpose of storytelling. Even back in ancient civilization, storytelling was for public sentiment.
Okay. Let me say this, and then I'll close. There was a time about 100 years ago, there was public sentiment if a black man was accused of a crime, when a lynch mob would take him out of jail and kill him.
That was without a preparedness of information or evidence. Steve, that was without... Steve, that was without a preponderance of evidence or information. Here, you have a preponderance of information.
That was without a trial.
Sir, and that's wrong. That was wrong what happened to our brothers during that era.
Michael Jackson never had his day in court. Michael Jackson did have his day in court.
Not from these new allegations, Steve. Not with the new... Steve, not with the new allegations, sir. That was the context of my conversation on Fox News. Not the old allegations, but the new allegations.
You saw the HBO series, right?
Yes.
You saw that?
Yes.
So the kid... The man in that series is the one who spoke on behalf of Michael Jackson.
That's one of them, sir. That's one of them. one
that's
of
one
them.
Of them, right.
But Steve.
So he perjured himself,
Steve.
And now he gets a documentary on HBO.
Well, it's not his documentary. He's one of the individuals highlighted.
And you don't find that as being a public lynching.
A public lynching?
I told you
okay,
before.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back, Steve.
Lynching when you can go Steve. Back after a man is found not guilty of a...
I'm going to put you on hold because I need to pause on this moment. Brother, how dare you conflate real brothers and sisters who have actually been lynched, killed, and were completely innocent of the crimes they were accused of. There was no evidence. There was no preponderance of evidence, no information. It was only public sentiment and nothing else. Here you have a public sentiment element and much more. It is not the same. You have spent tremendous energy attempting to defend R. Kelly, who you in your own mind said you believe he molested children.
Judicial system is the final say, and if someone's innocent,
not for me. Steve,
away.
Steve,
that's my point.
Steve, and I don't give a damn about the judicial system and what I feel about somebody. Steve, do you understand the difference here? The court of law is separate than the court of public opinion. Please understand, the court of law does not weigh my moral compass. Oh, no day.
When a person is on a jury, the first question
I'm not on a jury,
is,
sir.
Do you know about this case?
I'm right? not on a jury.
So
I'm telling you. Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Steve,
is
let me ask you a question, brother. Straight up question.
Hold on. Are jurors influenced by public sentiment, yes or no?
Steve, let me ask you a question, sir. I'm actually the host on the show. And the question is this.
Mm-hmm.
Since we look to our courts for the final say, are you telling me that the unarmed black people we've seen killed by cops, when the court adjudicated them, justified their actions, that all of a sudden their actions were actually right?
No, I'm saying that the you final said the, say was that I'm saying the final say was what the ju- what the court
that's the
said,
final say in the
jail,
court
right?
of law.
So the court
that is not
the
final
fi- say.
No,
that
sir,
sense.
That's the final so the say in the criminal justice system. Steve,
that's my point.
Steve, that's the final say in the criminal justice system, typically. That does not mean it has to be your final say.
Okay, in that scenario that you just painted, that means that public sentiment would be so overwhelming against those cops that they would be brought back into court and found guilty and put in jail. That would be the...
Sir, not when double jeopardy is attached. See, Steve, once again, conflating. Conflating. Double jeopardy. You already understand the rules of double jeopardy, sir. You already understand that.
I do. Very
okay.
well.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
But, Steve, back to the original conversation. You believe R. Kelly raped children.
I believe he did. Yeah.
And you are still willing, and you are still willing to defend him.
I'm gonna say this last point here, and then and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I similarly believe that many people in our community that are gay have been. That's a result of molestation. But you,
what does that have to do with R. Kelly
you
raping children?
Gays all the time. So you want to throw the baby out, but not the bathwater.
Wait a minute,
ask you, are you gay?
I'm gonna put you on hold. I'll bring you back. Every time I defend anyone who is part of the LGBTQ community, it is because of Constitution and of the code of law. I believe they should have the same protections and the same access as anybody else. I do not believe they should be discriminated against, just like I don't believe black folks, anybody else, should be discriminated against. So I stand on that. I don't stand up for child molesters like you do. You are a hard advocate for child molesters. That's what you do. And that's fine, brother. That's who you want to be. That's not who I want to be. So I disagree with your stance. Steve, go ahead.
I'm an advocate for the judicial system and not being tried.
Well, I'm not an advocate. I'm not an advocate. I'm not an advocate for the judicial system. I'm an advocate for judicial reform. I appreciate your call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.